How about the what rivers are there around here?
Well, there's the Tellico River and the Watts Bar River.
All right. How about creeks?
Loudoun River and Tennessee River. We have Sweetwater Creek, and we have Head of the Creek, and that's more referred to the Sweetwater Creek.
Head of the Creek is part of the Sweetwater Creek, is that right?
Yes, it's.
Lots of creeks.
The Notchie Creek is over in Monroe County, other part of Blue Springs.
Do you have any branches?
We don't refer to branches much. They're not named.
You know, I see. But a branch is a branch.
A branch is smaller than a creek.
Is it bigger than a stream, than a spring?
A branch would be what comes from a spring.
I see.
A spring branch.
I see. So a spring becomes
We call them a spring branch, yeah.
I see. But you have names for the springs, but not for the branches. Is that right?
Usually, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How about a deep, narrow valley of a small stream?
A ditch, or a channel created by a stream.
I don't know that you use the term, right, like a gully or a...
Yeah, you gully is quite familiar around here.
Okay.
Washing out the gullies.
Yeah. Now, that's, I think that's more of a channel cut by erosion, though.
Yes, that's erosion, gully is.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of a ravine or a draw or a gulch or something like that.
No,
that.
We don't use.
Okay. A small elevation is a...
Hill?
Yeah. Now, what's something a little higher than that?
A ridge.
And higher than that?
A mountain.
Okay. Now, between two mountains, if there's a... You look and you see two mountain peaks and you see a space, what do you call that?
Call that the gap.
Okay. And it's a part that... I've been doing this for about... work about 10 years, and this is the first part of the country I've been in where people have, you know, had an answer for this, so that's very refreshing.
A gap.
Yeah, I mean, they have no name at all from between mountains.
Open up the gap.
Yeah. Gap or pass or
yeah.
Close is another one. Have you ever heard of close?
I've heard of it, but it's not familiar here.
All right. And something that extends out on a mountain or a high hill that you might be able to walk out on.
A ledge.
Or, that's right, or another name for it. Usually think of that in terms of jumping off a... Like, so would you be less likely to say jumping off a ledge, you say mm-hmm. jumping off a...
Cliff.
Yeah. And a place where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded.
A dock.
Okay. And if the water is running along and suddenly it drops sharply,
a fall, waterfall.
Right. Okay, and something a little smaller than that, what would you call it? Not as much as a fall, but just a place where the water runs more swiftly.
Rapids.
Okay, you ever use the word shoals around here?
Yes, they are used.
What was, is there
up around Tellico, you'll find that word.
What's that then? Which word?
Shoals.
I don't know if you can pronounce it. All right, now there's some different kinds of roads, the composition of some different kinds of roads.
Well, we have asphalt and concrete.
Okay.
Or gravel.
What's another name for asphalt?
Tar.
Okay. And a road out in the, off the main, that might not have to be finished at all, that'd be called a...
The country road or the gravel road.
Okay. How about a small road? How would you distinguish a like the one in front of your house? What would you call that?
It's a street.
A street. You think of a street as opposed to it's a smaller, something smaller than a road, but
a road is usually leading out of town, and a street is within a town.
All right.